WMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. Call us, 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's 888-723-4630. And if you call us in the next 30 minutes, your pledge will be, we have a challenge, Grant. I'm listening to this on our KQED right now, so it's in my head.
So, Edward from Corning, New York, known on eBay as Ed's E-Threads, we know Ed, wants a listing dished.
Okay.
So, here's the number.
Hold on. Okay. I have some things to do first. All right. Go ahead.
3314-4924-4171. That's 3314-4924-4171.
Oh. Nice.
I got to go there, so.
Yeah.
I'm not there yet.
So this is a vintage 1938 antique pirate ship clock, United Clock Corporation, the SSS Soulmate. I seem to remember seeing one of these when I was young. I think someone in my family might have had one of these. Title looks good. I don't know. It says that, you know, it's an antique pirate ship clock, and then it says United Clock Corporation. And this is one of those things where it gets hard. You shouldn't repeat a keyword because it's kind of wasted space, but this one's difficult to do that because if it's called the United Clock Corp., you kind of want to have that in there visually. So, yeah, this is an exception.
I think it's okay.
It's okay, right. So, good title.
And under item condition, they have good vintage condition, has a couple of scratches, clock functions, light bulbs needs to be
replaced, is missing light bulb covers, tin on sails needs to be cleaned in a couple of places, is missing rear sails. So, misspelled sales in the phrase 10 on sales. You spelt it S-A-L-E-S. I would change it to S-A-I-L-S. It's a quibble. And the photographs are really nice. So they're...
photographs are excellent. Those are the kind I like with the white background.
Yeah, this is software removed the background. And then there are substitutes it for white, so it really stands out. Let me see if I got... I don't see a bottom photo. I'd want to see the bottom. So there are 6 photos. I'd have more. I'd have at least one of the
this
bottom.
This clock is beautiful.
It's like a ship, we should say. It looks like a ship, and it's got metal sails, and the clock is in a... You know, what's that wheel they... when you steer a ship and it has all those little things sticking out. What's that called?
I forgot.
Oh, jeez.
And I'm a Navy officer's daughter.
Well, I am too. So that's good. Photo's good. Title's good. It's $299.99. You can make an offer, and it's $17.99 to ship to where I am. And
$17.99 to me as well.
Item specifics look good. Yeah, this description looks good. It's real easy to read. It's a pretty good listing, I'd say.
The only thing, and this is just a little quibble.
You have a quibble.
I believe that they should have used bigger font.
Oh, for the description?
Yeah, it's tiny.
Yeah, I might make it bigger, but that's...
I would make it a little bit bigger, but not
That's
much.
Why you don't you keep your magnifying glass next to you so you
Sweetheart,
can...
Sweetheart, I have 20/20 vision for 2 feet. I do not need glasses or a magnifying glass. I have 20/20 vision that close, and I can tell you this
so
is
small
print.
So let me ask you, how acute is your vision again?
20/20.
There. So would you say you had 20/20 vision?
Come on. Anyway, it just a little bit bigger, I think, would be good.
Always good.
So what is this? Is this 10? It looks like about a 10.
A 10?
To me. It looks like a...
The metal?
The font looks like a 10.
Oh, the font size,
the font
10.
Font size.
Oh, I don't know.
Looks like a 10. Let me test it out.
Could
here.
Be 11.
It is Arial 10. I was right. If you just bring it up a little bit to 11, it's a little bit better. But I would do
12. Or 12. 12.
I would do 12
is,
in my 12's eBay listings. That's a good...
Yeah, 10 is good for the small print. You don't want people to read.
Right.
Like in a legal notice. But I think it's good. I can't find anything. Should I be finding something wrong here? I can't find anything wrong.
No, it's
like
a beautiful listing.
Yeah. Nice clock.
Right.
I'd say a 5.
I'm going to do a 5. That's it. Yay!
We haven't given out one of those in a while.
No, a 5. That's a good one. What happened to the clapping?
I don't know.
We got no clapping.
You've got the buttons, babe.
There it is. Yay! Okay.
It's audience
the audience
in a can.
Went crazy. So you got a 5, Ed. Was there anything in particular you wanted to ask us about this? It's a beautiful listing.
Yeah, it's good.
Griff thinks you should have the bottom, that you take a few more pictures. You have 12 free pictures.
Yeah, yeah.
Why not use them?
Oh, somebody posted something very important. I hadn't checked this. See, we got eagle eyes on the chat board. Stained Glass Karen says the clock listing is under category antiques primitives, and that is not a good category for this. It should be in the vintage clock category.
Oh.
That's important. Thank you, Stained Glass Karen, for pointing that out with your 22,000 feedback. You should know a few things that are better than us. And I think it's important because, ultimately, you want to get buyers, and you've got it under the wrong category.
So maybe that would help your sale on that.
Let's do this. I'm going to go United Clock Corporation. I'm going to search. I bet you maybe there might be something from this. Oh, no, we'll just do a little search. Mm-hmm. United Clock Corporation, there's a few things. I'm going to see if I can find the... here we go. There's another one up here. And this one is in collectibles, casino, chips, poker chips.
What?
So that's totally wrong, too. That person, they didn't ask for that dish, but I just got it. Let me see if I can find. There's yours. Yeah, I know this is, I mean, it's not uncommon. I'm thinking in my life I've seen this, but I think it's going to be better off if it's in, let me see if I can find this here, collectibles, clocks, vintage is what you're looking for.
That would
for.
Do it.
Yeah, just should be under the collectibles,
mm-hmm.
clocks. Here's another one. It's like a different version of this, and it's in collectibles, decorative collectibles, nautical decor.
Well, that's something, nautical decor.
I'd still put it in clocks. This is, you get all these choices. And, you know, it matters in, to the extent that people may filter what they're looking for to a category, and then you're sunk. Then you're sunk.
So if I put in, let's say I was looking for something for an uncle who likes to sail. So I'm looking for a ship clock. That wouldn't be right, would it? Ship clock.
Well.
Because that could be the kind of clocks that are on boats and ships. That's all brass.
Well,
that's a little different.
No, because if it says if it has the words ship and clock in it, it would be fine. And this one, this ship and this one is the same model, only it's $275 with an offer and $15 shipping. And let's see the photos. It has the light is working in this one. The photos are not as good as Ed's photos, definitely. So that's a plus to have better photos. But yeah, this one is not, this is even worse category. Collectibles, casinos, chips, poker chips.
God.
No, that's the wrong category.
So collectibles, clocks, vintage. Vintage Yankee Clipper mantle clock, sailboat, ship, 1950s, non-working.
Yeah.
For $29.
Yeah, but that's not a United Clock Corporation clock.
Okay.
That's important. This is a very particular model ship.
Well, I found another one. They don't seem to be going for as high as Ed has them for.
Well, no. Mm-hmm. Be careful, because Ed's is a specific type of clock, and it could be worth that much.
Okay.
Yeah. You might be looking at clocks that are not as good because they're just not the same brand. That's important in the collectibles market. You can't make those assumptions.
United clock set into model of clipper ship with two inset lights works great.
$49.99. What's that number?
Okay,
I didn't see that.
Okay, it's 3216.
3216.
5374.
5374.
9510.
9510. Oh, there it is. You're very good. Oh my, that's the same one.
Yeah, it is.
And it's only $50. It says, missing a small and great working condition. I should buy this one. Should I buy it?
But I think, here's the deal.
What's that?
It doesn't look as good as it.
Well, the photos aren't as good. They used a flash, and there's no white background.
Oh, okay.
And there's lots of hot spots, and it's... But if I was looking for this clock, I'd be tempted to buy this one because it's less money.
So, Ed, what we're saying to you, first of all, the listing itself is a 5. There's no question.
Right.
However, you might want to look at your pricing.
You might.
Yeah. Maybe he looked it up and sold, and some of them sold for
that. Well, have you tried that? Because that's another thing you should do.
Okay.
United clock, ship. Let's do that.
Okay.
I'm going to put in United clock. United clock.
Stay tuned for more of Ed's dishing when we return.
Are we? Oh, yeah, we're still dishing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my, I found a bunch of them. Oh, heavens, they're everywhere. Look at them all. Oh, geez, I wish I hadn't done that. This segment was brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. 888-723-4630. You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.
Hey, you.
Hey, who are you?
I'm your package. I thought you wanted me out of here in one day.
Well, I do, but...
What's the hesitation? I've got friends who've reached their forever home already, and here I still sit. What's with that? Haven't you heard about Indicia?
I'm losing it here. I'm talking to a package.
If you had Indicia, we wouldn't be having this conversation. They take care of all the details, order and mailing information, imported directly from eBay, tracking discounts on qualified postage rates, customized USPS labels, and get this, it's all automated.
Okay, Mr. Smart Package, what else?
Well, since you asked, you can print your own logo or message on the shipping label. Make it look nice for the customer. And they've got a 30-day free trial for all this at Indicia. That's ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio.
So you can get to your forever home in style.
You got it. Check them out right now. Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 304.
It's time to take a look at what's most important in the new year. John Lawson is CEO of Colder Ice Media and is known on eBay as Titanium Power Seller Shoestring King. His tip?
Learn to target a market for success. The days of keyword dependency are over. It's really about making a personal, engaging plea for people to purchase from you, which is kind of interesting because that was the beginning of eBay. Then we got all into keywords and stuffing and all that. And I'm saying now that marketing is going back to the beginning, which is about the personal connection.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Bid on Fusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. We've got open lines that are just waiting for the dulcet tones of your lovely voice. 888-RADIO-30. That number is 888-723-4630. Yeah.
So we're dishing a listing for Ed.
Yeah, we were, and look what we found.
And basically, Ed, I just put in sold, things that were sold on eBay that match your description, and I found some, and I've got it shipping highest, price plus shipping highest first.
Yeah.
And I see one like his for $69.99.
Yep.
I see another one that's similar for $29.99, but not the same thing.
Yeah, they're really, I think he may overprice this.
I think so.
I think so.
So if you called us because you're not, here's another one, $69. So if you're calling, if you're asking us to dish because for some reason it hasn't sold, I think you need to look at your pricing.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, we gave you a five, Ed. The listing looks great. It just, you know.
Oh, and one other thing. So just to be safe, there may be something about these clocks that we don't know about.
Exactly.
It could be that this is more expensive because it's older.
Or rarer.
Rarer because it looks the same, but it has something called the SSS Soulmate, or it is 1938 as opposed to 1950. So we plead ignorance on this end, and there may be something we don't know about the price. There may be a reason why the price
right.
is higher.
So we're just doing it with the information that we have to go by.
Exactly.
Right.
Yes.
So speaking of the chat board, it's easy to get to the eBay Radio chat board.
Is it?
Yeah. You're listening to the show right now, probably, on the eBay Radio player. All you have to do is click on group chat. That's it.
Group chat.
Yeah. And you go, if you want to start from scratch, you go to ebayradio.com and click the big orange listen live button, then click group chat on the eBay Radio player. That'll take you through community. Even if you're already signed into eBay, honey, they may ask you to sign in again.
Sweetie.
Don't worry about that. That will take you through community sign-in directly to the eBay Radio group page. And then you scroll down past those Listen Live and Archives on Demand button, and the chat board is the top discussion post. It has the words Today Chat Board and Today's Date right in the title.
There it is. Well,
so I'd love to have you join us in the chat room as well as send in your stuff to me by email. Oh, here's one from Alan in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Known on eBay as AJ_VintageVariety. Hey guys, quick question about the global shipping program.
Yes.
If I ship a glass lamp through the global shipping program, do I just, this is so funny, it's like he's a member of my family because you have to worry about something no matter what. Okay.
Right.
He says, if I ship a glass lamp through the GSP, do I just need to worry about it arriving safely to Kentucky? And then they
yes.
take care of the rest? Just wondered what happens if it arrives safely to Kentucky, but broken to Canada, which is where it was sold to. Thank you.
Then it would be on eBay's end that you wouldn't have to worry. Items, if it's a piece of glass, what they would do is, one of the things I watched is,
because you went there.
I did go there. Is a certain percentage, and it's a large percentage, of all the boxes are very carefully opened, and the contents kind of very carefully examined and then resealed, and you would never know the box was opened. They don't take the item out and look at it and repack it and then retape it. But if your manifest on the item, they can see this. If it said something that was glass, they would shake the box. And if they don't hear anything broken, then that would be one sign that it made it there. But they would also more than likely open it very carefully with their little high-tech box opener. And they would, you know, very gently pull the packaging apart just a little bit and see what's in there. And if it was broken at that part, then yeah, that would be your responsibility. But if they ship it on, once it's shipped on, damage like that would be on the onus of recompensation would come from eBay and the GSP program.
The funny part of the
but
email
wrap it
to
carefully.
Me was...
Wrap it carefully.
So I just need to worry about arriving safely to Kentucky.
Well,
like,
yeah,
you're
going to
worry
I,
no matter what.
Right. So what you should be worrying about is, I want my buyer to be happy, and I don't want them to open a box that the item is damaged. So pack it as safely as possible so that you get... It guarantees that it gets there. And, you know, with some glass items, that could be double boxing. At least make sure that that item is bubble wrapped and padded so securely that if you picked up the box and dropped it 5 feet, it's not going to break, that it's buffered really well.
Kat in Lindenhurst, New York, sent us another email.
Hi again.
LOL. I feel a little dumb. It is the summary page, and I just found it, but it used to be the first thing when I signed in, but at least I know where it is now. Thanks,
Kat. And you can set it so it's the summary
page. How do you do that?
Well, when you go to my eBay, you have to sign in, and then once you've signed in, and I'm on the wrong browser, darn it. So you go to my eBay, and then you've jeez, what's going on with this? There's a ghost in my machine. I'm not kidding. There's an evil clown running my machine. Oh, it's me. My eBay.
Will you tell us when we come back? Because there's our music for the time.
Yeah, I'll tell you when it came back because I just want to make sure I get the steps right.
Okay.
This segment was brought to you by Bid on Fusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. Our lines are still open. We'll be back in a second hour. Our second hour for eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. Join us then, 888-723-4630. You're listening to Ask Griffin Lee, and it's produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
I can't believe you got me out of the house this early to go to a garage sale. I think I'm going to need another coffee after this.
I do this every weekend. I like to hit the sales early before all the best stuff is gone.
Are those vinyl records? When did you start listening to those again?
They're not for me. I sell them on eBay.
You do? Well, how do you know which ones to pick?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching sold items on eBay. I can tell which albums sell best and what they're worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
34 hopes, 35 hopes, 36 hopes.
What's that?
It's my husband. He's at the bank jumping through hoops. We need some funds quickly to grow our business. He'll be gone all day, pretty much.
Why don't you just go to Cabbage.com? Cut out all this jumping through hoops business.
How would that be different?
Cabbage makes it easy. Their swift process looks at real-life data, like your selling history online, not just your credit score. You get a decision in minutes, and your funds are available to use instantly. Yes, you heard right. Just minutes until Cabbage funds are in your account to use. Up to $100,000.
Wow. Where do I go, and what do I do?
First, go pick up your husband from the bank. Then visit Cabbage.com and simply link your eBay store or any online service you use. No paperwork, faxing, or waiting in line required. In less than 7 minutes, you could be using your funds. That's Cabbage with a K.com. Fast, flexible funding at your fingertips.
OMG!
You gotta be kidding me.
Those comments were overheard while watching people getting their yearly tax bill. At GoDaddyBookkeeping.com, we offer the No Surprises system. Each and every year, you'll get up-to-date estimated tax numbers with daily sales tax tracking, along with invoicing, time tracking, and estimates. GoDaddy's online bookkeeping offers the perfect package for eBay sellers with a tried-and-true eBay track record, since you used to know us as Outright.com. It's a great set of smart online bookkeeping tools at a truly remarkable price, just $9.99 a month. Best of all, you can sleep easy about your tax needs because GoDaddy online bookkeeping makes it as simple as turning on your computer.
Holy moly guacamole.
To find out more about the No Surprises at Tax Season system, go to Outright.com and get started today.